Welcome to Ray's Music Reviews. We talk about various genres and eras of music. We are your host, KP.
Hello.
And me. Sadly, Jared was not able to come over today, so we cannot do Frank Ocean's Channel Orange. So we decided to give you something to tide you over for when we do that. And it is going to be, we are going to be doing various battles of songs. I'm sure you've heard us do this with bands before, but now we thought we'd branch out, you know?
Change it up. Put a mixture in.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to talk about some things that have to do with record stores.
We are going to talk about the new music that came out and maybe some old music that we listened to.
Correct. And we are going to talk about a couple of two playlists that we would like you, if you are interested in artists that we talk about, we would like to give you a little sample of 12 songs that we'll put on a Spotify playlist and put on our feeds.
If you
get this on the Twitter machine or Facebook.
Just so if you don't know anything about the artists that we're talking about, we give you a little snippet to know what we are saying.
Maybe you'll like it and dive in further.
My artists are Kendrick Lamar, Frank Ocean, Tyler, the Creator, and New Kanye, which we are counting New Kanye as Yeezus Onward. We are not... I personally consider Dark Fantasy old Kanye.
Okay.
Personally, it is a decade old by now.
Right. Do you want to do the verses first?
Let's do the verses first.
Okay. Real quickly, we're going to announce that we do have a partnership, or we have fallen under the umbrella, which is not fallen. We have been asked to and thankfully joined in with a group of entertainment folks called All Everything Entertainment. This fits in perfectly with how we are branching out into other aspects of entertainment than pro wrestling, and we appreciate them asking us to come on board. We have had a fun time with them. We are also going to be getting a discount code for Manscaped, and we will let you know what that is fairly soon. Now, because that's a sponsor for All Everything Entertainment. All Everything Entertainment has... fantastic articles. They have this new really good writer that does pro basketball and maybe some college basketball.
Yeah, he's really good.
His name's Kevin Perkins. You might want to look into him.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's amazing. Okay. Yeah. Also, they have fantastic podcasts on a various array of things. They go live on Facebook all the time, and you'll be able to find them on our Facebook feed, and we will share their posts on our Twitter feeds as well. So... we're going to get into verses, is that right?
Let's get into this.
Okay.
I'm interested, honestly. Dad came up with a list of things.
You came up with some of this list as well,
sir. I did. We did. This was a dual thing.
You came up with the first one?
Yes.
Dear Mama versus...
Hey Mama by Kanye West. Both
Dear Mama being Tupac.
Yeah, both great songs in their own right.
Absolutely.
All right. All for Dear Mama, say I.
I.
All for Hey Mama, say I.
Okay.
But
you want to go ahead first?
Dear Mama, personally, is top three Kanye songs.
Hey Mama.
Hey Mama, sorry. Their names are very similar.
Yeah, right.
Is personally, and it's so emotional, man.
Right. Looking back on this song, knowing what eventually happens with his mother dying in surgery, when he's talking about... I got goosebumps. We listened to it in the car today riding around, and I got goosebumps because it hurts, because he strives so hard. All these young artists strive generally to take care of family members, their mother especially, and yet she, you know, inexplicably dies on an operating table for a cosmetic surgery, I believe. And
well, just
to imagine getting that level of success in order to give her what she wants, and then that being where she passed. I can't imagine what he went through there.
It's such a personal song, and instrumentally, it's
right.
So,
and this is pre that, so to know what happens later is tough. Go ahead.
It's, and even instrumentally, to me, it's the la 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 la. That
yeah, absolutely.
Is great. It's classic Late Registration. To me, the best song in Late Registration.
All right, good.
Yeah.
A classic Tupac on the Dear Mama. Yeah. I just love that song. I love it. Yeah. And I highly recommend anybody go and listen to it. All right, you ready for the next one?
Legendary. Go on.
Bullet with Butterfly Wings versus Sex Type Thing. We have Smashing Pumpkins, Bullet with Butterfly Wings versus
Stone Temple Pilots
is Sex Type Thing. Which one do you prefer?
All right, let's go with the I. All for Bullet with Butterfly. All for Bullet, say I. I.
I'll take Sex Type Thing.
All right. And
I love them both, by the way.
This is just a personal thing for me. I like the original Stone Temple Pilots song, but I do like most of the tracks on Purple better.
Right.
Yeah.
Core is a rock album.
Core is very grungy and dark, which is an aesthetic that I like. I also don't think that Type Thing is the best hit off of that album. I'm more of a Creep fan.
Okay.
It's still a really good song, but I just have a personal connection to Bullet with Bullet. I'm just going to call it Bullet because Bullet with Butterfly Wings is a mouthful.
Rat in a Cage.
Yeah, don't. That makes me so... It's not... It's like a personal thing with me. That when you call it Rat in a Cage...
It's not the name of the song.
It's not... No. it makes me angry because Bullet with Butterfly Wings is such a cool name for a song.
Right.
And you don't utilize it.
Right. I get it. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing. It's heavy. Have you ever seen the video?
Yeah, I've seen the music video.
It's crazy, right? I like Sex Type Thing just because it was... To me, it was... Stone Temple Pilots being announced on a grand stage. You didn't know who they were. This comes out and you kind of knew these guys, even though they sound similar to what, you said, the grunge blueprint, they were different.
Yeah.
And you could feel it. And they would wind up being more, they would find more of a pop aesthetic along the way. But this was really dirty, really almost evil. It's a rock, dude. It's a rock. But I love the other song as well. You want to go to the next one?
Yes.
Walk This Way, the Run DMC version with Aerosmith versus You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. Now, these are two poppy songs from these bands that weren't originally poppy bands.
All for Walk This Way, say I. All for Shook Me, say I.
I think I'll go with you on Walk This Way, although I do like You Shook Me All Night Long. Why?
Shook Me All Night Long is kind of a great way to show AC/DC's one trick. I feel like Walk This Way is a much more important moment in music.
It begins with the rap rock. Solidifies a rap rock fusion.
And we've done that album before, but that Peter Piper, My Adidas, all of those songs kind of helped expand it so that N.W.A. could come out, or Wu-Tang, or all those songs.
And specifically, the Walk This Way with Run DMC winds up...
That's what I'm saying, the Run DMC.
Winds up being a thing where you also get the mergers that turn into Linkin Park down the road, turn into that version of music. And also, you wind up with the Public Enemy... Anthrax mixtures and all those things that wind up being really cool fusions of the two genres. And you have individual artists that dive into those fusions as well.
It's rap rock, but not nu metal.
Absolutely.
Faith
No More and Chili Peppers hit on some of that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying You Shook Me All Night Long is a bad song, but...
And You Shook Me All Night Long, Walk This Way, in a way, reboots Aerosmith, right?
Yeah.
It gets them into a second half of their career where they were kind of stumbling prior to that. And You Shook Me All Night Long is the reboot. That album, the Back in Black album, is the reboot of AC/DC with the passing of Bon Scott, handing it over to Brian Johnson. Yeah. All right, next. New York State of Mind. Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys versus If I Rule the World, Nas featuring...
All right, let's go. Empire State of Mind, say I.
I didn't say who it features.
Say who it say who it features.
You say who it features.
Lauryn Hill.
The wonderful Lauryn Hill from our last episode.
Yes.
That's where you would know her from. Not from her famousness.
Not from.
Okay, all in favor of New York State of Mind.
All in favor of If I Ruled the World, say aye.
Aye. Love New York State of Mind.
If I Ruled the World is arguably, it could be considered the best closer in hip-hop. It's up there. It could be argued, and that's not a very hard argument to make.
I love New York State of Mind.
Absolutely.
It just isn't quite If I Ruled the World. Lauryn Hill is perfect. Nas is perfect. It's really great.
You have two of
the video where they're standing in the back. Come on, man.
You have two of some of the greatest rappers ever on a song together.
Ugh. Off the chain. Sticking with Lauryn Hill, Doo-Wop versus Killing Me Softly.
All right.
One from the Miseducation, one from the Fugees. One solidifies her status as one of the great female artists of all time. The other launches her into that career. Killing Me Softly, The Voice, launches her into her solo career from the Fugees. Which one do you take? Doo-Wop. I'll take Killing Me Softly. It's a cover, but I love it.
I'll do Doo-Wop, if only because I think it's much better lyrically.
Oh, she's so much better lyrically. I get it. I get it, dude. I get it. You're not wrong.
I think Killing Me Softly, you could argue Killing Me Softly has the catchier hook, but that's not a very easy argument to make.
To me, the reason my personal preference swings that way is because that is when I was like, Lauryn Hill is everything.
Yeah.
When I heard that track, Fuji Law was kind of, well, these guys are really good. It's cool. That's a cool hook. Killing Me Softly was when I was like, that lady is everything. She's more important than the rest of those guys. Now, Wyclef goes on to do great things as well, and all that, but to me, that was when she became the most important thing in the whole thing. Right? Okay. Now, you specifically said Nine Inch Nails Hurt versus Johnny Cash's Hurt.
Classic.
Both classics.
Well, everyone always says, like, which one's better? All right. Johnny Cash Hurt, say aye.
I guess. Aye. You tell us why.
It's so much more. I feel like he brought something to that song. It's so much more emotional. And I'm not saying that as in, like, the original Hurt is great. You know, it's
absolutely
one of the best closers ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt might be the best cover ever.
It's big time. And we had some good covers here. Killing Me Softly is a version of a cover. Hurt is now we're going to get to another one in a minute. Trent's lyrics here are great.
Yeah.
And the version that he gives us to start with is amazing.
Yeah.
It's the reproduction that Trent gives us with Johnny singing it is agony in the form of music. Amazing.
Yeah.
Vocal performance. And it's one of the last things Johnny gives us, which is just incredible.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Inner Sandman versus the Master of Puppets.
All right. All for Inner Sandman, say aye.
Now we're rebooting. We got Inner Sandman's kind of like the commercial.
Kind of the commercial hit. The
Metallica fan would point at that and say that's the moment they sold out.
Would they?
I think they would. And I don't buy that as much as a lot of people do. Because
I feel like it's a much... I don't feel like that's a good argument to make. I feel like if you were pointing at, like, Load and Reload, I would get it a little more.
I'm with you. I just remember that moment when that was going on, how Metallica fans acted.
Yeah.
Like they say, nobody hates metal fans more than metal fans.
Nobody
hates wrestling fans more than wrestling fans. Nobody hates... You know what I mean? It's funny how people are. They eat their own. We all eat our own. Master of Puppets is amazing. It's...
Okay, wait, were we going to go I?
Yeah.
All for Inner Sandman, say I. All for Master of Puppets, say I.
I. Tell us why.
It's one of the great metal songs. You know, it's arguably the best metal album.
And it's, you think?
I said arguably.
Okay, yeah,
it's not a hard argument to make. Probably the... Arguably the greatest metal band. Just
ever. Definitely the most famous.
The most famous, most popular. I personally think Master of Puppets is their magnum opus. I know a lot of people don't. A lot of people do think that. Some people might go Ride the Lightning. Some people might go Black. But I'm Master, dude. It's okay. So
excellent.
It's one of the great, you know?
Yep. Wrapping up this segment of the show will be Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle versus Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney's Wings. And the reason I put these...
I don't know a lot about the Live and Let Die, so I'm...
You'll vote Jungle?
I'm not going to vote. I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay. The reason why I picked these two against each other was because Axl says he wrote Welcome to the Jungle as a modern version of Live and Let Die. A Live and Let Die was also the theme song to a Bond movie, Live and Let Die. And then later, they cover Live and Let Die. And I would take Jungle. It's my generation's screaming, you're going to die. Yeah. It's awesome. But Live and Let Die is also awesome. And the cover of Live and Let Die leads me into a discussion of Revolver Records, which we went to every Friday. We go there. This week will be Black Friday. We will be in there again with Eric Jones and his show that he runs over there at Velvet Revolver. Ha! Revolver Records. And we've been purchasing cover albums.
Yeah.
That's a new thing they're doing now. And there was a record in there, Frank Zappa cover album. I think cover albums are important. I think cover songs are important. I think it allows new generations to go in and find... They hear an artist they like, cover a song, and hopefully they're willing to go back through and listen to some of what that artist did before. And it gives you that mental reason to dive into music from other artists that you wouldn't normally get into. And this Frank Zappa cover album, he covers Stairway to Heaven, Jungle Boogie, Happy Together,
I Am the Walrus.
Ugh, this is so crazy. And Blue Suede Shoes and Hound Dog, Louie, Hang On Sloopy. That's crazy. Okay, but so we got the Guns N' Roses Songs They Didn't Write cover versions and a Prince cover version that is just off the chain. Now, what did you buy this week at?
I got the Rage Against the Machine self-titled.
Right. Right, legendary. Which is legendary record. Okay, so now we're going to move into our playlist. If you want to try to dive into something that maybe you're not always into, I'm going to make a playlist and put it up for folks that has four songs by Stevie Ray Vaughan, four by ZZ Top, and four by the Black Crowes. Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Crossfire, Couldn't Stand the Weather, Houses of Rockin', all classics, all Southern Rock, dive you in there. ZZ Top, the classic LaGrange, the bluesy When Jesus Left Chicago, the slow, agonizing breakaway where Billy gives you one of his better short solos. Billy Gibbons gives you one of the better short solos. The creepiness of his and the creepiness of My Head's in Mississippi. I also put in there the Black Crowes. I'm going to start with Remedy, then go to Could I Have Been So Blind, Cursed Diamond, and Hotel Illness. These are all tour de force songs from these artists, and if you listen to those, I hope that you will listen to them and then dive further into their discography. What are yours, my friend?
New Kanye will be... This is Yeezus Onward, so everything post Watch the Throne or post Dark Fantasy, depending on what you want to call Kanye. This will be Bound 2, Famous, Violent Crimes, and Reborn. Bound 2 off of Yeezus, Famous off of T-Lop, Life of Pablo, Violent Crimes off of Ye, and Reborn off of Kids See Ghosts. Which I don't know if you want to count Kids See Ghosts, but...
We will.
So, next we are doing Frank Ocean, which will be Solo off of Blonde, Nights off of Blound, Pink Matter featuring Andre 3000 off of Channel Orange, and... And Thinking About You, which is the opener to the album we are going to talk about next time. And now we are going to do Tyler, the Creator. There's Career in four songs, which I'm not going to do any Goblin, because I don't think Goblin is good. Tyler's weird, because I do not like the first segment of Career, which the albums are, which is Goblin and Bastard specifically. The beats are pretty dry, and the shock factor lyrics are really edgy and unneeded. But most of the stuff after that, such as Flower Boy and Igor, I do really like. We are going to do New Magic Wand, Boredom, and Who Dat Boy to show his more ferocious side, as well as Earthquake, his big hit.
Cool.
And for Kendrick Lamar, we have his first hit, which is Swimming Pools Drank. How Much a Dollar Cost, which is one of my favorites off of T-Pab. King Kunta, which is probably his biggest hit, I would say. And DNA, which was my personal favorite, which was my favorite off of Damn.
Nice. So those was what you'd recommend from those artists.
Yeah.
If you could, and I gave you a list, I would too. What kind of new music did you listen to?
New music? I listened to, recently, there has been a live version of 505 by the Arctic Monkeys, which is probably their best song.
Okay.
It's not as good as the original version, but that's to be expected because it is a live show. They will be releasing a live album. But it's... still pretty good. Purple Blood by the Smashing Pumpkins, new Smashing Pumpkins song.
Did you like it?
No.
Oh, really?
I just don't think Billy Corgan's voice mixes with the synthesizer well.
He does.
I think... Well, of course he does. Dude, he's making that thinking, this is golden! Yeah. I'm such a genius!
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, he's a genius. He thinks so, anyway. Well, and he is.
That's about it. Not new, but recently, actually, as we're recording this, has had its 10th year anniversary, which is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West.
Nice.
What many people consider his magnum opus, mostly because it does... There's all of Kanye in it. You know, there's... You can hear a bit of introspection, you can hear a bit of... T-Lop in college, and you can hear all of that, and I forgot just how much I liked that thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's so good, man. I mean, the writing on it, all of it is...
Yeah, we listened to it yesterday. It was really great.
It's amazing, man.
Hadn't listened to it in a little while. He's a talented guy. Talented guy, for sure.
Runaways might be my favorite Kanye song. Lost in the World's one of my favorite Kanye songs. Jeez, pretty much all of that album is one of my favorite Kanye songs.
I hear you. I actually listened to some Chris Stapleton this week, an old country, not old, but a country artist, and I found it to be very good. Is that a rap?
Yes, it is.
It is a rap.
We are planning on doing My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy anytime. We are planning on doing that. But next week will be Frank Ocean Channel Orange.
Bang. So for?
So for me, Ray, and you,
KP.
This is a Go Home Heat production.
Signing off. Copyright 2020.
Signing off.